and you take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive in various different ways. One of them is by actually creating the content of the website. You can add in different things to the site, and then others vote on them as to whether they like or dislike, and the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website. Go get interactive, all for free, over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about what you want. Jeff is listening in Tempe. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
I just discovered your program tonight on iHeartRadio.
Excellent. That's the Clear Channel cell phone app that they offer for free for people to download. It lets them listen to Clear Channel talk stations from across the country. So you're actually listening to our affiliate in Grand Rapids while you're there in Tempe.
Yeah, I live in Tempe, Arizona. I grew up in Grand Rapids, and I just saw the station there. I thought, huh, what's that? And so I thought I'd check you out, and I like the program.
Welcome, sir. So what's on your mind?
Usually the first time people listen, they're shocked because they've never heard anything like it before. So I what I recommend is listen for a little while, and we're bound to shock you on something.
That always surprises me.
What surprises you?
The fact that people are shocked. I've become so used to this kind of talk and banter that I'm just like, how is this shocking? I don't get it.
It's like nothing you hear on regular radio.
So, Jeff, tell me your thoughts tonight. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm pretty hard to shock. I listen to Hannity and Glenn Beck and all of the right-wingers. And I just thought it was interesting that John Kyle has blocked the START Treaty ratification in the Senate, I believe it is.
What's the START Treaty?
Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. Basically what happened was apparently we signed one with Russia in 2003.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And it is now expired. And so Obama recently went to Russia and signed it with Medvedev, I believe it was. And now it's come back to be ratified in the Senate. And
all the
Democrats and liberals are freaking out that, oh, this evil Republican has blocked the ratification of the treaty. And it's basically like dismantle your, nuclear weapons and take apart your bombers and... Basically
now, has anybody actually done that? Have people actually dismantled, the United States government actually dismantled nuclear weapons over the last decade?
I don't know if they've dismantled any, but we've kept an eye on each other's nuclear arsenal and through like a visitation process, apparently. And that's really what the holdup is. And the reasoning why Kyle is blocking this vote is apparently he's saying that there's not enough language in there that lets us go over there and check out their stuff and lets them come over here and check out our stuff.
How about we just get rid of all of it?
Yeah, I'd be in favor of that. Of course, the governments aren't likely to get rid of all of it, but sure, it would be nice if we could just wave a magic wand and make those things go away.
That'd be a lot better solution for me.
I mean, I liken it to two things. One is the arms, gun law. Basically, if you throw away all the guns, then only the criminals have the guns. So that's,
Sure. I support self-defense, but nuclear weapons aren't really in that category.
You know, it makes sense if you put yourself on the side of the United States government. However, I found myself increasingly not on that side, the people that you think that you're voting for somehow or another turn into something different once they get to Washington, D.C. And I don't trust the Russians or the Pakistanis or the Indians with nuclear weapons. But quite honestly, I don't trust those criminals in Washington, D.C. with them either.
Well, I think there is a human element to it, and I think everyone would agree that we have way too many nuclear bombs around the country, but I think it's interesting that Pelosi said, we have to pass this health care bill so we can find out what's in it. I think there's an element there to the treaty, let's not just rush this through and sign it just because everyone in the world says it's
well, that much makes sense. That much makes sense. These people almost never read the things that they actually sign. Whether they're Republicans or Democrats, there's no way physically that they could read the legislation that they are signing. And I thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And by the way, they don't read it, but they expect you to abide by it. They expect you to know it. They claim that ignorance of the law is no excuse, which they don't even know what they're signing. Let's continue with your thoughts and go to Loring, listening in Florida on the Amp Lines. Hello, Loring.
Hey, how are you guys doing this evening?
What's on your mind tonight?
Mark had made a comment briefly just a few moments ago about the government being run like a free market, and I hear a lot of times people saying we should put successful businessmen in government in order to make it more efficient.
Because what we should do is we should have astronauts and have them run the farming in America, because astronauts are very good at things, and they'd make great farmers.
Well, I think it's a lost cause regardless, and I always liken it to putting Mario Andretti behind the wheel of a cargo van trying to get him to set record lap times, you know?
Yeah. It just, you know, it just doesn't make much sense. The government is a different beast than business. To suggest that you're going to, you know, management skills are management skills, it's true. But when you're dealing with people that are entrenched in the way that unionized government employees are, they just don't have the motivation to be able to do what it is that you want them to do. So you can't motivate them in the way the free market tends to be able to motivate them. You'd probably be better off taking somebody who is, head of GM or something, where they're dealing with all kinds of unionized employees, and, you know, see how just bureaucratic that is. But the idea that you're going to take an organization that's a monopoly, and you're going to make it efficient, you're going to make it customer oriented, it's just crazy.
Well, plus, a business actually creates a product or service. The government doesn't do anything, so how can a businessman run that?
In some cases, it does. It just, you generally does it poorly and inefficiently.
True.
Indeed. The real reason I was calling tonight, though, was to talk about the Internet Censorship Bill. Are you guys familiar with it?
We talked a little bit about it last night, the COICA bill, I believe it is. I forget what that stands for at this point, but essentially... correct me if I'm wrong on this, is my understanding they essentially are going to create a blacklist of certain websites that they don't want you to see, allegedly going to start with pirate sites, but it's probably only a matter of time before it expands to anti-government sites and porn sites, who knows, whatever the politicos want to ban. They're going to force internet service providers to enforce this ban on their customers. Is that pretty much it, or is there more?
Yeah, well, the language it says gives the Attorney General the power to blacklist a domain name used by an internet site that is quote unquote dedicated to infringing activities. And I had a question for you guys about that.
Please.
Do you think that they'll blacklist the torrent style websites before or after they ban all of the .gov websites?
So how are the .govs infringing?
It was a joke.
I know, but I wanted to get your explain the joke to me.
Pick your bureaucracy, there's a handful. I'd hate to take you back to the TSA, but that's what's been on everyone's mind, so I would say that.
I guess I don't get the joke. I'm usually the guy that doesn't get the jokes here, and I'm sorry.
He's just saying, will they censor themselves since they're the ones infringing on people?
Oh, they are infringing, I see, on human beings, but their websites would also be technically... I see where you're coming from.
Government can't give us rights, so they can only infringe upon our rights. And you guys have talked about that a little bit. So if they're banning all the sites that are dedicated to infringing activities, that wouldn't necessarily be all of the government websites.
Technically, closing off access to a site be an infringement of a liberty? So how would you, word that?
It's a very crappy situation that we're facing here with the federal government getting ready to do basically what they did in Australia, and that is create a mandate that internet service providers adhere to some sort of centrally controlled federal government blacklist of websites. That's a really scary prospect.
I actually do not fear this at all, just because, I've been entrenched in the nerd culture for so long. I have faith in the nerds.
I do too, man. But
I think they'll come out with something alternative if the government goes.
I have faith in the nerds, but I don't have faith in Comcast and AT&T and the major internet service providers that will be asked to, or not asked to. They'll be told likely that they need to enforce this blacklist. You're right, Meg. There are likely going to be ways around it, even on those major providers. But the average person doesn't know how to do a BitTorrent.
I think it's going to create an inconvenience for a while, but I think eventually something is going to come out of it as a result.
Lauren, any final thoughts?
I think the torrent clients will probably have a solution for that, but that's all I have for tonight, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. As I said, I'm sure there will be a solution or workaround. There's always some sort of a workaround, some kind of a crack or a hack or something you can do, but the average person is not going to know about that, and so therefore they are just going to be not able to access any number of websites the government decides they won't be able to access. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a Fountain of Youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the Fountain of Youth facelift.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website. You'll find features there that are free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. We give ours away, and features including our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, and you can listen and interact. because our chat room is built into the very same page. Get over there too, cam.freetalklive.com, and enjoy that for free, courtesy of Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the networking equipment manufacturers out there. Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, HP. Add up to 99% off of list price. If you need an optical transceiver, they're the place to get it. They also have great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. It's memorydealers.com.
800-259-9231. Back to the phones and to your thoughts. Let's continue with Jeremy, listening all the way in Australia. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplines. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight, Jeremy?
Just a personal problem that I want your guys to take on, since I'm not going to bring the government into it, which is what a lot of people would do.
Mm-hmm.
Neighbor next, we live in a complex of 16 townhouses, and so we're connected to three others, and the one next door is constantly playing really loud, especially the bass is really loud, and it's really crappy pop music. If they have good taste in music, we might be all right. But I want them to be able to be free to listen to what they want to on their own property. However, it's a lot of the time when we put my son down for a nap, it keeps him from being able to get to sleep. Gives my wife a headache all the time. And we've been over to talk to her several times and let her know about our issues. But she, on the second or third time, she said, "This is going to be an ongoing problem, isn't it?" Very rudely back to us. And she turns it down for a few minutes, and then definitely by the next day, she's got it loud, pumping, crappy pop music again.
That's tough to deal with.
Any ideas?
So you're asking how to handle something like that. If you've already tried to talk to her, she's not interested in really going along with it. Are there any kind of rules for the apartment complex that she's breaking?
You know, there are, and that's... I wanted to avoid going to, let's see, it's called Body Corporate here. I don't remember what it's called in America, but
the Homeowners Association.
Going through, yeah, like a Homeowners Association. So even though that was voluntarily opted into by both us and her, if we could avoid going through them, that is what we've ended up doing, is just asking them to send out a polite letter reminding everyone that we have a rule about allowing everyone to have to enjoy their property without noise infringing from the other properties.
And it didn't make the least bit of difference.
Well, no, the letter hasn't gone out yet. We just called yesterday, the day before. But so the thing is I feel bad about doing that because it's her property that she's listening to, the music she likes to listen to on. And even though it's infringing on...
Yeah, but their waves are going onto your property. The sound waves are...
Yeah.
I mean, breaking into your life.
You know, it's one thing if she puts up sound deafening, you know, sound dampening stuff on her walls and things like that, but she's chosen not to do that. So I mean, you know, it'd obviously be ridiculous. I mean, imagine if she liked her music even louder than she likes it now. I mean, it's already difficult to live with. You know, she could enjoy her music. She can just turn it down a little bit.
Yeah, and I think if she agreed to something, signing it, saying, "I will agree to these rules and whatnot," she's made the agreement, and so she's breaching that agreement by playing the music too loud. I don't think you should feel bad. I mean, I know it's an uncomfortable situation.
Bad taste. If her taste was better, then it wouldn't bother us so much.
Right, I understand, but it would bother somebody else, and you got to remember, there's another 14 houses there that I have to deal with this in the same time. If she wanted to listen to her music, I have 11 acres. I can listen to my music as loud as I want, and no one is going to complain, because I've designed my, and not that I do, I've designed my life lifestyle around that. So what she's designed her lifestyle around is the convenience and ease of living in a little condominium type community, and she has to live that way.
Yeah, there are certain rules that apply. I don't think there's anything wrong with what you've done. I mean, it seems like you've done everything you could. You went over, you tried to be neighborly and talk to her about it. You tried that multiple times. That didn't work out, and you're both under an agreement with this homeowners association, or the condo association, or the apartment group, and it's entirely appropriate for you to appeal to them and say, "Hey, there's something going on, and I need, you know, you to step in at this point and remind these folks of what their agreement is, and if they don't honor their agreement, then hopefully they'll take further action."
Yeah, I would, like, just because I understand where you're coming from and that these situations are uncomfortable and you never want to be, you know, the mean guy. So I would talk to her about the fact that, you know, you might have to turn to those steps if she doesn't just do it voluntarily.
He's already done it anyway, so.
Yeah.
Well, no, he hasn't. The only thing he's done it anonymously.
Yeah.
You've done it anonymously? I missed that point.
Well, anonymous for her.
We just asked them to send a letter out to everybody reminding them of the rules. So.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I would just go over there and tell her, you know, if it comes down to it, you did agree to these terms, and I might have to, if you don't agree to this voluntarily, go to, you know, X, Y, and Z and see that they talk to you about this, and they'll take further action from there.
And then start making plans to move out.
The worst bit is that, you know, about 2-3 weeks after we moved in, she was over there really, no, it wasn't, I think it was about 3-4 days, she was over at our place really quickly to let us know that even though we still had all our boxes in our garage, that there was a rule that you don't park your car in a visitor's spot.
Oh.
And so she was there quickly to let us know the rules that were bothering her.
Yep.
But, of course, she's...
Well, just take the moral high ground and... herself. Be the nice guy.
Yeah, I don't think you're doing anything wrong here, although these are the things you deal with when you're living in close proximity to people. So maybe the next place you live, if you can afford it, would be to break away from the apartment complex and go and get your own house somewhere. Even if it's in a neighborhood, you're still a little more shielded from whatever it is the neighbors are doing if there's a few feet between your homes, two walls and a few feet between your homes. So
absolutely.
That's the way to go.
That's what we wanted to do this time, but we just didn't quite afford it this time. But definitely next time.
Totally understood, Jeremy. Thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate the situation. 800-259-9231. Do you have any ideas for Jeremy? Maybe there's something that we missed, some sort of unique approach to talking to neighbors about issues of disagreement, specifically the sound issues. Because I mean, it's a nice day. You want to open up the windows. You want to crank up the tunes. I understand that. That's something that makes sense. People want to do that, and some people don't like it, and they don't like your music, and you just have to iron out these agreements
between
people.
Maybe he could buy a few CDs that he likes and take those over. So she can marry it up.
Here you go. There's some CDs.
Yeah, well,
nothing's
going to
go well. I'm sorry. No. In this situation, the ladies already said, oh, this is going to be an ongoing problem, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's already shown herself to be interested in her own well-being, but not somebody else's. The world's full of folks like that. And what are you going to do?
It comes down to it, they signed something and agreed to the terms. So if one of those terms is that they can't have loud music, she's got to abide by that.
Hopefully. I don't know what their enforcement clauses are. Sure. And if the apartment building's willing to kick her out over it, that's another question. And if they're not willing to enforce their agreement, then
Jeremy has
to leave.
Yeah.
You're in the wrong apartment building because they won't enforce the agreement. 800-259-9231. But maybe there's something that we missed. Maybe you've got an idea that is original that could help out in the situation. Feel free to share that or bring up anything at 800-259-9231.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, .223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get-involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure, and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night, knowing Life Change Tea customers receive a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. What is SACL CAI anyway?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for basically any type of business. If you have a business and you got into that business because you're passionate about it, you're probably not passionate about collecting on overdue bills. Well, SACL CAI will handle that for you. They'll handle it with respect because they know that not only do you want to get your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Sandy, listening to WSJM in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Hello, Sandy.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Super. What's on your mind?
Well, lots on my mind. I hear a lot of the listeners tonight going through having a lot of problems with the government and having a lot of problems with neighbors and everything, you know. And I think about sometimes if you don't vote, why are you complaining? There's a lot of people that didn't vote at the election that has just went, you know, like our local elections and things like that. They haven't even voted.
But wait a minute, hold on a second.
Yeah. What if you did vote and your guy didn't get in?
But wait a minute. What if you don't want to vote because of a bunch of crap? I mean, what if the Republicans and the Democrats are the same and you see no point in voting? You can't complain?
Well, it's all right to complain, but what good is it going to do you?
What good is voting? If I got to withdraw my vote for president from the 2008 election and vote for the other guy, then what good would it do to do that? Because in my state, Obama won by, I think it was 40,000 votes. Maybe it was 400,000. I'm not sure exactly. Mm-hmm. But it was a many, many, many votes. And pulling my vote or giving it to the other guy wouldn't matter. My vote didn't really count, you know?
Right. But I think it has a lot to do with your mindset and what you really want in for America. Because America is still a beautiful country. It's still a great country. And there are a lot of good people in America.
Sure, that's a true
statement. And one thing about it, we're coming up into the seasons now with the Thanksgiving and Christmas and the Yuletide season that are coming up. And a lot of times people don't realize they have to be thankful. I'm coming up on a anniversary. I've been cancer-free for 34 years.
That's great. That's great.
And I've had, and when you sit back and you think, I mean, I've been homeless. I've had to go through a whole lot of unnecessary changes. I'm disabled in certain areas of my body. I can't move like I want to. But I'm grateful because there's somebody else out there that is less fortunate than me and even has it harder than I do. So I try to be prayerful and thankful because this is a great country. Because we could be in other countries that, you know, they don't even allow you to even have a talk show like you do.
Sandy, I think that's useful. I think it's useful what you're saying. I think it's important.
It's powerful.
Yeah, I think it's important to be appreciative of the great position that we do have. Things could be a lot worse. You're right about that. And I try to quietly, to myself, do kind of this little appreciation every single day. I think about the things that are important to me and, and you know, how great my life is.
But gratitude isn't complacency either. And to take gratitude, you wouldn't want to take gratitude and then decide that, well, I'm grateful for what I've got. I don't want to achieve more for me, my friends, my family.
Oh, yeah.
I would
think it's important to do that, too.
Yeah. Mm.
But if you do it with wholeheartedly and do it with the right mindset and having the fortitude to go ahead and do it because you know it's for the common good of a person, for a human being. Because a lot of people out here, I realize that there's a lot of people that are just out there for themselves and they do not care about the other person, but they don't realize it's always being good. I've always found it to be true. It's a good wisdom I got from one of my relatives. She's passed on now, but she used to tell me, she says, you never know who you're going to need before you leave this world. See, that very person that you're mean to and outlandish and rude to, that person, that the Almighty may just put you right in front of that person for you to go to that person because that's the only person going to help you.
It is funny how that works out sometimes.
Yeah, life really can really throw you some curveballs that way, and it's one of the reasons that I am of the opinion that there is a higher power out there simply because of just all the kind of irony that exists.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the thoughts. It certainly is an appropriate thing to say that one should be grateful and appreciative, but we can't spend 3 hours doing that every single night.
And I always think it's a danger to do the comparison thankfulness. Like, you know, in other countries we couldn't have this because it seems to be thrown out there so easily, so often, like, especially with gender issues. Like, I'm always told, hey, in other countries women can't even vote or women can't do this. And it's like, it doesn't mean I should be thankful that I'm not being oppressed. It just means that that's ridiculous that it's happening there.
Yeah, you should worry about the TSA, Meg. You can vote.
I think you can be thankful that, you know, you didn't show up in another country and still not be complacent on the issue of, you know, seeing equality for women and in whatever way that's going to come up. And hopefully that wasn't what she was trying to say. No,
it's a very common excuse I hear from especially government officials. It's like, you should be thankful that we're not as bad as other places.
Indeed. You hear that a lot from people that wish to hear you shut up about areas that they may not want to see increased freedom.
They like the status quo. They think everything's just fine.
Right. You heard the same thing from, whites in the South when it came to slavery. I mean, how are we going to get the cotton picked?
One of the more persuasive sounding versions of this particular objection is, well, there are people starving over in, you know, fill in the blank, or there are people being genocided, there are people being this and that, and you don't have to deal with that. Why are you focusing on pot smoking? And that sounds on its face like, well, it makes sense, right? I mean, people are being oppressed worse.
What am I going to do about Uganda? If I go to Uganda and I say, I'm going to stand for the freedom of the Tutsis, well, they're not going to let me in. And if they do, they're going to shoot me. I mean, you know, I could stand on the street corner here and talk about Uganda, but people generally don't care.
And then you could pat yourself on the back.
Proximity is a real issue. What I'd like to do is see this nation free so Ugandans can come
here,
or Tutsis or whatever can come here and make a better life for themselves.
And whenever I hear that argument, I always just want to say, you know, what are you doing for those people?
Yeah. Well, I update my Facebook page with
I'm getting putting out
stuff
the word.
About them. Yeah.
You've got to take care of your own affairs before you can really help other people. Because if you haven't taken care of yourself first, if you haven't created wealth for yourself, for instance, so what good are you to anybody else? You can't help the poor by becoming poor yourself, for instance. You have to have wealth at your hands to give money to the poor to help them.
Right. I could rail against polio or whatever, but if you look at the Rotary Club and what those people who are successful in their careers have managed to do to eradicate polio, you can see that the focusing of successful people on a problem can really do something. But if I spend all my time just preaching on the street about the terrors of polio in foreign countries, what point is that?
Let's continue with your thoughts. Doug is listening to WGMD FM in Delaware. Hello, Doug.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, in your last segment, you were talking to a young fellow, I believe, in Australia, who's having a problem with loud music from his neighbor.
Sir. Yep.
He sounded like a very nice, kind, young, compassionate fellow, so he probably wouldn't take my advice, but... since I'm a grouchy old man, I get me a pair of snips and cut a power cord.
Well, make sure that if you're going to cut the one going into her house, that you...
nice insulation.
You better have some really good insulation in the snips.
Oh, yeah. You get a good pair of snips with good heavy plastic handles.
That's one solution. I don't know if it's the best. I don't know if that's going to result in a de-escalation of the conflict.
It sounds like an escalation to me.
I more lean towards de-escalation, but I see where you're coming from.
I think everything's going to escalate, but this is really going to escalate.
I could understand being frustrated and wanting to come up with some sort of... In that case, there are all kinds of revenge tactics on the internet that you could look up and
I would go for the funnier ones first before the outright cutting of the cord. I'd
piece of bologna on the car or something like that.
The male cat pee in that flap that you can't remove it, but it's the worst smell ever. It'll never go away.
Which flap?
The rubber flap on the edge of the door of a car.
Oh,
because you can't get in there and clean it out. And
how do you collect male cat pee?
I just go to the vet. Ask for.
That's a little weird. Will they do that? Can you go into the vet's office and I need some cat urine.
Well, you could just say it's for a science project or something. They keep it around.
Hey, thanks, Doug, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Imagine they'll look at you a little weird. What do they? What? $50, so you can have it. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Even in the remaining moments, there's enough time for your call. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves.
I am a birthday clown.
I am a woman working for the man.
I am a maker of cabinets.
This is my life.
It may not be much, but it's all mine.
And I'm going to keep it that way.
You've built a life for yourself, but it can all get taken away if your identity gets stolen. Time to get Identity Guard. State-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. you can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
The live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got the listening options there for you. Live streams, broadband and dial-up flavors, webcam, listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn about our wonderful radio affiliates on the AM and FM band across the country. Listen.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking a lot about the TSA and this upcoming National Opt-Out Day that's happening on the 24th. And there are groups around the country, from Philadelphia to the West Coast, down, I believe, to Florida. I'll have to take another look at the map. They're popping up everywhere over at wewon'tfly.com. You can click over there to learn more about National Opt-Out Day. But you got to have stuff. If you're going to do outreach, you've got to have, well, things to give people, for instance. And Meg, is it too late? Can people still come over to libertyflare.com and order something?
It's getting close to that point. I gave people till Sunday night, and then, you know, I'll try and ship them out as quickly as possible. But I am
bright and early on Monday then, basically.
Yep.
What are you selling? What do you have available?
Well, these are the opt-out day kits that I'm making. They are generic enough to where if you happen to order it late and you get it late, you can still
do it next month.
Yeah, you could still, you know, go every day if you wanted to, and these are generic enough that they'll work. But
every day's opt-out day.
Yes, make every day an opt-out day. But I basically made a kit. There's a couple different sizes for people, and you get some Liberty Flair with opt-out designs, flyers to hand out to people, and I also made stickers that are like the "Hello, my name is," but instead it says "Hi, I'm an opt-out." So people can just wear those, and you know the TSA can start screaming the moment they see your shirt instead of you having to say anything.
What is Liberty Flair for people that are not
initiated? Liberty Flair is just 1-inch buttons with Liberty designs and messages on them, so people can, you know, put those on their bags and start an easy conversation about Liberty.
Have you gotten responses from some people that bought the Liberty Flair saying, wow, this is really working, people are talking to me about these the Flair?
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, have said, you know, I've gotten a lot of messages saying, hey, somebody noticed, you know, my cop blog button, and we started talking about it, and they told me about some horror story with the police, and I told them about this, and got, you know, they are conversation starters, and they're small.
And they're cheap.
And they're really cheap, yeah. Yes.
So what's the opt-out package? What do those go for? You said two sizes?
There's actually four sizes.
Four.
There's mini, small, medium, large.
Cool.
The mini is just like if you want for personal reasons. They're $5, easy. They come with 10 stickers, 10 flyers, and 4 buttons. And then from there, you know, if you're doing just a one-person thing, which I never recommend doing activism on
please
your
own. Please don't go alone. Please.
Yeah.
If you're going to go through the airport, sometimes you have to go alone, right?
Oh,
if
yeah.
you're going to opt out, you might have to do that alone. But if you're going to do outreach and you're going to try to reach people,
alone.
Please bring some people.
And
please bring cameras.
Cameras, yeah. That's another thing that we just started kind of pushing with the opt-out day. For some people who might be uncomfortable with opting out, just bring your camera. And, you know, if somebody's getting a pat down, just ask them politely, would you like this to be recorded? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just turn on your cell phone camera while you're going through, just in case, you know. Just, the camera always protects you. So.
Absolutely. So people can go to libertyflare.com. They can order the opt-out day packages. But if you want to get it by opt-out day, then you'll have to do it real quick.
Very, very soon.
So, but there's still other great Liberty Flare there, and you can order that stuff anytime.
Oh, yeah.
So libertyflare.com, 800-259-9231. The phone's going to Matt in Illinois on the AMP lines. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I have I had a thought when that lady called up and said that you should be thankful because you're somebody is always worse off than you are. I wonder who in this world is the poor soul that you can point at that can't say that because it wouldn't be true because nobody is worse off than him.
You're just the gutter man.
Well, I think that it's that's an issue of perspective. There are people that are in comas. They don't get to somebody can always point at the person who's in the coma. However, they can't point at anybody because they're in a coma. So I suppose that they're the one at the bottom. But it really depends on whether or not you think people in comas are bad off.
Maybe you'd want to be in a coma because you don't want to have to deal with the stress of real life.
We don't have that information. We don't know what it's like.
Perspective, because like there could be millionaires out there that I think they're worse off than me. So.
Absolutely, a lot of people think money's going to solve their problems, and then they get all, for instance, win the lottery, and then they discover that they still have problems, and the money didn't help.
I'm thinking more in terms of somebody who's blind, has his tongue torn off, he's deaf.
A lot of the people that are blind or deaf, some of them will say that they appreciate the fact that they have become in that way and that it's helped them attune their other senses and that, that there's even a certain, I think it's the deaf community, is it the, correct me if I'm wrong on this, there's a certain subset of the deaf community that is very into
they're pro-deaf and want to keep their,
deaf.
They want their kids to actually be born deaf.
Yeah.
I've heard people go through operations for that, actually.
To make their kids deaf?
No, to make themselves deaf. Connect with their partner better or something like
Jeez.
That.
So I suppose that you're saying that nobody is the worst off.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it depends on who's asking.
It's all perspective.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Matt?
No, that was it.
Thanks for the call and the thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Yeah, I mean,
Get a full-fledged debilitating illness, well, there's always the guy who's going to die tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Got the cancer or whatever.
But maybe he's better off because he's dying tomorrow and he doesn't have to live for the
debilitating illness.
Yeah, I think the worst guy off is the guy like 2 seconds before he commits suicide.
Mm. It's got to be a terrible, terrible mental state that one's in order to end their life. I can hardly imagine, that the solution to whatever problem it is you've created for yourself is I'll just kill myself. I mean, I don't get that solution, but I know plenty of people do it. Suicides are up in the military right now.
Once you have nothing left to live for, Mark, then your mind can go all kinds of crazy places. Wesley Snipes, by the way, might be considering suicide as he's facing 36 months in a jail cell. I mean, I probably wouldn't consider it in that case. He's going to get out at some point, but it's pretty awful what they're doing to him. He's going to jail for 3 years on so-called tax evasion charges. A federal judge rejected his demand for a new trial and ordered the actor, this according to OrlandoSentinel.com, ordered the actor to surrender the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, or to the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, to begin serving his 3-year sentence for tax-related crimes. Because it's a crime to keep the money that you earn. It's a crime to dare to ferret away your hard-earned cash and avoid giving it to the thugs in Washington, D.C.
Right. You could not like the way the government is going to spend your money, but to actually do something about it, to grow a pair and do something about it, well, that is a crime punishable by imprisonment. And if you don't want to go, we'll send guys after you to taser you, beat you up.
Yeah, stand up to the big bully and he'll get all his cronies to go get you.
But aren't you scared? We started out the show, actually, asking, are you scared? The TSA is now threatening people with $11,000 in fines and possibly being arrested if you change your mind at the checkpoint and decide you don't want to go through the body scanner and you don't want to have the extensive, more intrusive pat-down. They might hit you with $11,000 in fines. And this is what the government does, is they threaten people. This is why people are so obedient to them, because they're scared to death that they might be the next target, that they might be the next Wesley Snipes, that they might be the next John Tyner, in the guy that was telling the TSA agents that he didn't want him to touch his junk. They're going to maybe fine him $11,000. What happens if he doesn't pay that? Well, we know that we've got a friend of ours here in New Hampshire that was hit with a fine from the TSA, and he's never paid that, and they haven't done anything to him as a result. But then again, he doesn't file taxes, so maybe if you're filing taxes, they'll just start taking fine money out of your tax dollars. Maybe they'll just, you know, tax you more in order to cover the cost of that fine over time. Who knows? The more obedient we become to these government people, the more they own us. We were talking earlier this week about the new financial regulations going to go into effect at the beginning of next year, which is going to make it so PayPal and other online payment processors are going to have to start reporting people to the IRS. If you do more than 200 sales in 1 year through PayPal, they're going to start snitching on you to the IRS. If you do more than $20,000 in business through PayPal, you're going to get snitched out to the IRS. The deeper this goes, the more obedient these businesses are to the government. And they're all obedient because they don't want to lose their business.
Well, plus they're kind of in bed with them already.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, PayPal wasn't started that way, though. PayPal was started as by a liberty-minded guy who wanted to create an alternative currency, as I understand it.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard.
It was a good idea. It just tanked.
Well, he sold out. He sold out to eBay, and then...
You know,
that's that.
Corporatism.
But yeah, the corporation takes over. But even if it wasn't the corporation that had taken over, if the federal government came in there, and I think it did before he sold out, probably part of the reason he sold out, because he was so, it became regulated by the federal government and basically said, all right, I've got the chance to get out of this. Screw it. I'm done. And took billions of dollars and walked away from it. So the more obedient people become to the government, the more they want to help the government collect its taxes and enforce its internet censorship that it's going to put down if it gets the opportunity. The deeper we all get dug into this police state, and they use people like Wesley Snipes as an example to show the rest of the country that you better not dare opt out of these taxes. You better not dare try to keep the money you earn and spend it and save it and give it away in the way you think is best, because we own you and we know what's best.
Yep, just so a big obey, plantation.
Out of time for tonight, though. We'll see you tomorrow night, and actually online for our online show at freetalklive.com. Same time over there at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
These are my credit cards.
This is my stack of bills.
This is my mortgage statement.
These are auto loan documents.
They're all mine.
And as much as I'd like to get rid of them,
it would be worse to have someone take them from me.
You build a life for yourself, but you can kiss it goodbye if your identity gets stolen. Better get Identity Guard. It's the kind of state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.